The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the Radio 606 on AM 970 The Answer with Al and Frank and Debbie. Great to have you with us. It is Friday, and December 7th, you know, and we remember Pearl Harbor, December 7th, 1941. And I, as a child, I remember my daddy telling me about that, how the war started. And then I keep thinking about the horror that the Americans had to go through and that sneak attack that Sunday morning at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, 2,403 Americans killed, and how they were killed. You can't even imagine. It was just so dastardly, the sneak attack, and we want to not forget it. You know, you want to not. And I wrote a note to myself, because sometimes you just forget about these things. And is there a time where we're going to forget about 9/11? You know, so I don't want to forget about these things. The Americans who have died for us, for you and me, and then all the upset that we hear, all the noise that is around us. Let's just concentrate on this. I mean, you're going to hear just a blip, a mention, December 7th. Yeah. But man, you know, as a kid, that's all you would think about. And then they went after, you know, during my generation, they would make movies about it. And then we'd see exactly what happened and how the Japanese ambassador was absolutely in the United States. And they thought there was going to be peace. And then, of course, the conspiracy theories come out that FDR let it happen because he knew. The fact of the matter is it happened. It was horrific. Those young sailors, I mean, just sleeping in on a Sunday. Inexcusable. The only hope in that is that we went on to, I'm going to watch my language here, but we went on to just, you know, bury the enemy. And I'm being kind. I mean, like nothing. I can't even imagine the strength of the United States. And when I tell you how, yes, America was great, and its shining moment was then, I think, you know, right at the beginning and through the Second World War, how did they make the ships as quickly as they did the planes? I mean, how we joined together as a country. And then we go to Europe. We're not only in the Pacific Theater, we're in the European Theater. How do we do it? We are great people. We're great people. And all we do, we're vilified. And we're told, and I don't want to say anything, but there were a lot of white people that were around then. So now, and they were great that helped the country. We're vilified. You're white, you're racist. You're white, you're terrible. You can't say, baby, it's cold outside, you sexist pig. What happened to us? What happened to us? I'm not going down. We are remembering December 7th and the brilliance of the United States of America when we saved the world. And all the people say America was never great, and they put down this country, and they tell us we're just racist. And I'm so sick of being lectured, telling that we're bad, we're this and we're that. You know, honestly, I'm one of those people, you don't like it, you get the hell out of the country. Excuse my vernacular. Just get the hell out. Get the hell out. December 7th, 1941, how it happened and how we recovered from that was monumental. And we now, who's our best friend in the Pacific? Oh, yeah, Japan. Who would have thought? And you don't realize, and forgive me for staying on this, but let's just not. I know Comey's testifying today. I know. I think the Bush funeral is still going on. I'm not sure that. I think they finally put President Bush to rest. Rest in peace. And by the way, talk about the greatest generation. Forgive me. It was great to see George H.W. Bush from that generation, you know, get the accolades they certainly he deserved. Because he was 20 years old when he joined. He was too young, and he still joined to become a fighter pilot. But that generation was great. Then we go on, though. We beat Japan, and you can't imagine what you – if you don't study the history, and I know we have a lot of the greatest generation, and we are honored to have you listening to us as the greatest generation. Thank you for leading the way, you know, to blazing the path to greatness for the United States. And then we have boomers, you know, my boomer brothers and sisters, man. And then we got the kids, the grandchildren, you know, the greatest generation like that. And you can't forget how we went, what was going on in Japan. It was as every bit as bad as you hear. Every terror attack that you hear nowadays, it was nothing compared to back then in Japan during the Second World War with our soldiers, what happened in the Philippines. You have no idea. You study it and look at it. It makes ISIS look like amateurs. How we recovered from that, it makes me so proud to be an American, how we recovered from that. Then listen, please stay with me on this and then we'll move on. Is that not only do we recover from the December 7th attack in 1941, but we go back and we send one of our brilliant leaders, the true hero in General Douglas MacArthur. We send Douglas MacArthur back to Japan to what? To keep Japan's sovereignty, quote unquote, is what General MacArthur said, to keep the sovereignty of Japan, rather than it could have been the United States of Japan. Hey, I got news for you. We could have sent Patton into Berlin too during the Second World War. You know that, and it would have been the United States of Europe. We could have taken over everything. That's why I cannot stand when they just say we're the big bad ugly Americans. All we want to do is take over. All we want to do is start wars. Give me a break. We go back to Japan, and he retains the sovereignty of this great nation and this great people. Because it was the war machine that really, it was the military that brought on Pearl Harbor and started this horrific war in the Second World War. And we become friends, and now Japan's one of our best friends. There is hope, but let's just don't forget about it. And forgive me for leaning into it. I don't want to be melodramatic, but it's something you just never forget. And so help me God, as long as I'm on the radio show, I'll never let you forget about 9/11 either, or these horrific attacks that happened to us. Just, you know, all we're trying to do is do the best we can as God's children on this earth. And don't tell me that we're not great. Don't tell me that we were never great. Don't you dare mention that on this radio show. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Dr. Nina Radcliffe will join us. Nina's great. She's a practicing medical doctor, but she writes about things that affect you and I. Like stress, strategies to beat holiday stress by Dr. Radcliffe. And Nina will join us momentarily. She's a longtime friend who I love dearly. Jeffrey Lyons is up, coming up, the world's greatest film critic. What's going on? It's a Golden Globe nomination. Here we go. Kirk Douglas turning 102. You know, Jeffrey's going to have some great Kirk Douglas stories. Tommy Lahren from Fox News. She's great. Tommy is great. She hosts a Fox Nation just on fire. Fox Nation is on fire. So we're happy to have Tommy with us as well. Mr. Mike Gallagher, my buddy, will be with us. Doug Weed, presidential historian, New York Times bestselling historian and advisor to two American presidents, including George H.W. Bush. Mary Papayo, backed by popular demand, sports director for AM 970. The Answer. There's a lot going on before I go to the guys. Yes, President Bush, he was laid to rest. That was the train thing was beautiful. Did you see that when they brought President Bush's body on that train? At 4141, it was called. Funeral services for President George H.W. Bush are complete. The Bush was interred in the grounds of his presidential library at Texas A&M yesterday. His body traveled on a special train, yes, from Houston after a funeral service. That funeral service was very nice as well. Thousands of people lined the tracks to say goodbye to the nation's 41st president. So can we leave it at that and just say, rest in peace. Okay. I know you're thinking, and I know I want to say some things. I'm not saying it. I am respecting President George H.W. Bush, even though he called me Joe Piscopo. It's okay. Sylvester Stallone. It's okay. God bless him. I'm telling you, he was a hero. Let's leave it at that. And I know But you're welcome to call 877-970-2999. It's going to be cold in the tri-state area. And if you're listening down in Texas, hang on, it's cold down there. Too. Throughout the Midwest, there's going to be some unsettling weather. But in the tri-state area, we're getting ready for some cold weather that's expected to stick around through the weekend. Here we go. Yeah, it's going to be temperatures in the 30s during the day. At night, temperatures will be into the 20s. So please, just be careful and watch yourself, all right, out there, because it is going to be very, very cold. President Trump to pick Heather Nauert. This is actually great. Heather Nauert, she was on Fox, man. Then she went to the State Department. Excuse me. She's going to be the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. How cool is that? Multiple reports say the president plans to nominate Nauert to replace outgoing U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. She was serving as State Department spokesperson. So that's really good. And this, too. Here's another story, and we'll move to the guys. And there's a lot to get into, and we got silly yesterday, so I'm looking. There's a whole ton of news. Every day there's news. And then the statue of Christopher Columbus in Manhattan is getting listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Andrew Cuomo, announced Thursday that the statue located at Columbus Circle was being added. He waited till after the election, but you're Italian, Andrew. You can't help it. You can't help yourself. We knew you would come true, Andrew. America not great. Ice or thugs? Come on, Andrew. Tell us what you're really feeling. It was built in the late 19th century, the statue was, with Italian Americans a big supporter of the figure. That's right. And Angelo Vivolo from the Columbus Citizens Foundation led the way. And when I was on Tucker Carlson, and I said to Tucker, I said, Tucker, you really think they're going to take that statue down? Really? I mean, you think the Italians are going to let that happen? It ain't happening. It ain't happening. So it is officially on the National Register, as it should be. Okay, there's a lot going on. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to go to the guys. Before I go to the guys, I got to tell you, I went to the recital yesterday. Did you go to recital? Parents, grandparents, I address you. Those recitals go on forever. It's still on. I think it's still on. I go and Olivia's singing, and Olivia is playing the flute. And by the way, I have to tell you this caveat. I live in a little community called Hunterdon County out in West Jersey. It's about 60 miles southwest of New York City, right? We call it the boondocks. Like the guys like to call it witness protection. I mean, this is like the middle of nowhere. And I got there because the schools are great. And indeed, the people are so nice. So down to earth. So it's really kind of four-wheel drive country, you know what I mean? Everybody's just got trucks and kicked back. And it's Jersey, please. It's beautiful. And just seeing the parents, and it was jam-crowded. The parents came out. I love to see that involvement. So kudos to the administrators and to the principal and the teachers for doing such a great job. We could shorten it by a couple hours, I'm just saying. All the parents were going, so when is this over? You know, you see your kid, can I leave now? And they could, a lot of the kids leave. But Olivia's like in eighth grade, so we had to go through 5, 6, 7. And we're going, oh, Lord. But I got that it was great, and it was really beautiful to see. My daughter plays the flute. She's got the flute with the band, and then she sang, and it was so great to see. So we congratulate all the kids. But if you've sat through one of those things, and then this happened yesterday. I had to tell you this. I got to mention this. This is for Al. And good morning, Al and Frank, because we have so much to talk about. Frankie,
good morning, Joe.
And
good morning,
Al, did you guys recover? Did you recover from Arthur Idala's Christmas party?
What?
All I know is I'm at a recital, and it's hour 10, whatever it is. No, it was like hour 2, really, of the recital, and it was going on, and it was beautiful. Don't get me wrong, it was beautiful, but it was long.
Really?
So listen, these guys, Al texts me, and he goes, wish you were here. He's got a picture of everybody just having a great time at Arthur Idala's Christmas party.
That's true.
And I'm going, I got to go in and I'm going to go listen to the band now all by myself. It was a great party, though, Frankie.
It was a lot of fun. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Great time.
Knows how to put on a legitimate shindig.
Yes, he
does. And it's nice. It's nice that they don't forget about us, right?
And so it's nice that they make it open bar. A lot of parties,
they
just make it open bar for beer and wine, and you have to pay for liquor, or they don't even offer it. But no, this was top shelf.
The best part was food, drinks were free, but I loved how Arthur during his speech said, make sure you take care of the bartenders.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so it was like as soon as he said that, people were reaching over the bar to hand over tips. So
I love it. I love it. You know, and Al, you okay? Is that a cold or is that a hangover?
Cold and alcohol. So, I, you know.
you guys, man. Yeah.
I was fighting a cold, and I knew I shouldn't have been drinking, and I Sometimes had a few before beach. I got to the party.
Yeah. A few. Yeah. He was there an hour and a half before the party
started. What am I supposed
started?
To do? Wait, stand in the middle
hour
of the street?
An hour and a half.
So, wait, he stopped, Al. Rumor has it, and yes. You don't have to answer it
There's
on
no
the
rumor.
Air. But you went, apparently, you went, it was like 4-ish in the afternoon, and you...
Yeah, I got the 320 train out of Broadway, and surprisingly, New Jersey Transit had no delays yesterday. Usually, you get on a 320 train, you arrive at Penn Station at like 8 at night.
Yeah.
But I zipped right into the city. I got in at 4:05, I said, I got an hour and a half, I got 2 hours to kill here. So I went to a place that a couple friends had told me about around the corner from this other place where Arthur was having the party in Midtown, boy, were they right. Some of the best beer I've ever had.
What time was it again?
4:05.
Oh.
I kid you not.
Party started at 6 o'clock.
Listen. Yeah, the beer that I had yesterday, sour IPA with banana and chocolate chips. It was
not
amazing.
So early in the morning.
No.
It sounds so bad. Albert, no, it was good?
It smelled like, I'm like, oh my God, this is not going to be good. And it was phenomenal. I couldn't believe how good it was.
Yeah, listen. We got a lot to talk about. We'll come back 6:20, and we're going to get to the guys in a second because I think a lot went on last night. We want to hear the inside line. Debbie, did you head on over to Arthur's? Were you over there? No,
I wasn't invited. No, I was at the gym. I worked out with my trainer. I got to work out. You guys are drinking, partying.
You're at the
recital, seeing a nice show.
And you're
working out.
And you're with Raul at the gym, going hello,
Marcisco,
Debbie.
Marcisco.
Hello, Debbie Francisco. Look at it.
Marcisco.
Hello, I am Francisco. Debbie, one more rep, please. Francisco, you handsome guy. Oh, Debbie, come on. You had a good time?
I was working out. I'm just making the comparison. You're at a lovely recital.
We were working out,
too. You guys are drinking.
No, we were doing curls. We were doing curls.
Curls with the beers. Yeah. All right, got it. Okay, all right. I'll have to try that next time. You were at a lovely recital, huh?
Listening to the band. The kids actually are very good. The 8th grade band was actually very, very good.
And it
was crowded, Debbie. It was crowded. Everybody came out. It was so nice to see, like, you know, the spirit of everything. It was really, really nice like that. But you with your guy with his shred abs.
Yeah, but I was just working out. I was worried about my own abs that I don't have. I'm trying to get some abs, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you look great, kid. You kidding me? 6:21, Deb's on the roads for you. Hello, Debbie. Gym time.
Well, he's got a Jamaican accent, so you got to work on that, okay?
God.
You got to work on that, all right?
Even sexier. All right, go ahead. 6:22, Mom. And
yes, Mom.
Deb's got the traffic for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. We're going to take a ride to 95 southbound, slowing down, getting down through Portchester. That's all due to some construction that they're wrapping up. Also seeing the slowdown over on the Hutch. The Hutch is moving slowly as well as you head down through the area of the Bronx. Watch for some delays there. Eastbound side of the Gowanus slowing down into the Prospect. It's a disabled truck. And the Grand Central Parkway West right at LaGuardia, an accident blocking one lane. Eastbound belts at Sunrise Highway. That's a collision. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Sponsored by Eggland's Best Organic Eggs. Only the best for your family. Going organic, then go with the best. Eggland's Best Organic Eggs, more farm fresh taste and 100% organic quality. Superior nutrition, too. For your family, it should be Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Finding the right holiday gift can be so stressful unless you're giving impressive, personalized, and unique gifts to your family, friends, and clients from Pompeii Gift Baskets, a family-owned business in New Jersey with a history of inspiring joy with delicious foods and drinks. Pompeii Gift Baskets specialize in providing a wide array of customizable gift baskets featuring luxury wines, champagnes, beer, coffee, tea, decadent snacks, chocolate truffles, cookies, and more. Wine and liquor bottles can even be engraved with a special message, photo, or logo. Basket themes are personalized and can range anywhere from elegant and chic to masculine or sports themed. Go to PompeiiGiftBaskets.com to create your custom order or call Daniela. She'll work within any budget to get your gift just right, down to including kosher options if needed. Delivery is available throughout the U.S. from single baskets or bottles to large corporate orders. To create your custom gift, call Pompeii Gift Baskets at 888-272-0220. That's 888-272-0220 or visit PompeiiGiftBaskets.com. That's Pompeii, P-O-M-P-E-I, giftbaskets.com.
He can analyze the 44 muscles in the face, which demonstrate 7 core emotions: happiness, surprise, fear, sadness, anger, disgust, and contempt. More importantly, you cannot fool the nerves in the face with a forced smile or a forced frown. He is Dr. Dan Hill, a facial decoder. Tom Girardi's fascinating guest on this weekend's Champions of Justice. Tune in Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $150 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/8/18. See associate for details.
And happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, Christmas coming up, very exciting. But if you had a tough situation, you've been in an accident, and you don't know what to do, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case, may I suggest the Bramnick Law Firm? John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during those past 30 years, the Bramnick Firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. And the Bramnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims. It's a confusing time. You can call the Bramnicks, 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. That's JohnBramnick.com.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, let it rip out. Let's get this morning started. Remembering December 7th, Debbie's here, Alice's here, Frankie's here. Jersey Joe from New York City on the radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth.
Jimi Hendrix with Joe Piscopo on AM 970. The Answer. That's Dylan all along the Watchtower, right? Even those hard rock and rollers like Jimmy. And a lot of those English bands, they loved Bob Dylan, but Bob Dylan broke. Just the news of the day, special counsel Robert Mueller's office faces deadlines on Friday, that's today, in two key cases in his Russia collusion delusion probe. Prosecutors must file sentencing recommendations in the cases of Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney and rat, and Paul Manafort, former Trump campaign chairman. So that continues. Now, you will see fired FBI director. I don't know if you're going to see it. It's behind closed doors. Comey is expected to testify behind closed doors before House Republicans about the Hillary Clinton email investigation, please, and alleged political bias in the agency. So we'll see. There's a lot going on. Whistleblowers have come forward with hundreds of pages documenting potential wrongdoing by the Clinton Foundation during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State. This is a top Republican who told Fox News that. And so those are the stories that you got to be watch out for, that so much has been going on. I think that the Republicans are way late on this. This should have came out as soon as they went after Donald Trump on this collusion delusion. They should have really hammered Hillary. And I think that's what upset the president about Jeff Sessions. And I guess if the attorney general's not going to do it, how do you do it? But now we're trying to play catch up. You know what? We got a couple of weeks and that's it. It's all going to go away. They're all going to go away, in my opinion, because the Democrats will bury anything that Hillary did. They took money from the Russians for the Clinton Foundation. How does that go away? You and I talk about it. You know, Sean talks about it on Fox News. It just goes away. How does it go away? How could it possibly go away? And it is, and now the Democrats have the House, we ain't going to see it. We're going to see more going up against the president. And this is how Washington spends our tax money. Thank you. That's entertainment. So 629, Albert, I had to tell you this. I go shopping yesterday. I go, okay, I got to go to the recital. It's one of the days. It's the holidays, and we're all kind of stressed. Oh, I'm getting the presents, and we're wrapping the presents, and Big Mike and his gal is coming over to help me wrap the present. I got to go to ShopRite. I go to ShopRite. I go shopping, and then I'm doing with the cart thing, and then I see people who I see from church. I go, Joe, how are you? I stop, and you talk. Hi, how are you? How you doing? And then I turn again, Al, my cart is gone. So
what do you
I
mean
look,
your cart is gone?
My cart is gone.
Who's and taking I start, your cart?
I got the flowers for Olivia for right. the end of the recital. I got all the stuff, just the staple food, just to throw it in, because I could do it in 20 minutes, man. I know you're the same way. I call it bonsai, bad reference, Japanese reference today on this day, but I do bonsai shopping, boom, and I'm in and I'm out. Hit it and quit it. James Brown reference would be better. Where's my? There's another guy. He took my cart. Al, he takes my cart.
Okay, and, so you go over. No, and, excuse me, sir. You must have taken my cart.
He looked disoriented. He was older, and I didn't. And I'm watching him take my cart like it's his cart. This is the second time it happened. Remember the chart?
Same guy.
Maybe it was.
So wait a minute.
Guy.
Let me see. Wait, the moral of the story is you paid for your groceries and his.
And his groceries, right? No. So listen. Okay. So I'm watching this unfold. When Charlie was with me, my 7-year-old was with me. She was on the floor laughing. Right. Daddy, look at them taking your cart and taking the stuff. And so I see it and I'm in a rush and I got to get back because I got to go to the recital. I got to pick up the kids. Right. I'm under the gun. And the gal that was with me, there was a lovely couple that was there from church. She goes, what happened? I go, you're not going to believe it. I said, I can't wait to talk about this on the radio in the morning, but someone is taking my cart. It's the second. She goes, oh, excuse me. So the guy was so embarrassed. I'm clear. I would have been embarrassed. She goes, you don't want to go. Okay, I'll get the cart. This lovely gal, the neighbor, gets the cart, brings it back to me.
Are you kidding me? She said, you couldn't go over and say to the guy?
Listen, you know what she says? She goes, oh, he felt so bad. He's only got one eye.
So it wasn't Darren, was it?
Look at us. It's 6:30 in the morning. We're laughing. He had one eye.
I don't mean we're not
making fun of him. It's just that our sales guy, it's a running joke in the station. That
yeah,
Darren
has one
got,
eye.
Yeah, he's got one eye. I said, are you related to Darren Yellen by chance? I said, if I hear about one eye one more time. So apparently he didn't see. Well, whatever. But
obviously, if he only had one eye.
And then his wife comes over to him. The guy, she starts yelling at the poor guy.
See, that's
hey,
not
you
right.
doing?
That's
what
not
are you
right.
doing?
That's
you're
not
taking
right.
it as a guard. That's not
right. Because
at
if I'm him,
people?
If I'm him, I'm yelling back at the wife. I got one eye. What do you want me to do? I can't look to my left
and
or right
argument,
or whatever. I don't know what.
And your argument, Al, would have been just. It would have been just. Honey, you busted my chops. I got one eye.
What am I supposed to do?
Exactly. She's yelling at the poor guy. He's going, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's like when I wanted to intervene.
I wanted to be Dr. Phil at that moment. Yeah. Do you have to yell at him? Because he's only,
right.
Only me. Only me. I swear to goodness gracious.
Boy, I must have had some nice things in that cart.
It always happens. I don't know what people see in my shopping cart today.
Right. See, I wouldn't have been as nice as you. I would have knocked him down.
Hey, you would have gone, yo. Yeah. Right.
I would have been polite. I would have said, listen, sir, excuse me. I think you took my cart. That's all. You know, it was the situation.
You know, I have
but
to
But I like
you,
how you found out that the guy only had one eye. That's you know.
She comes over. And so that means he apologized to her. I'm sorry, I have one eye. Like, I guess like that. I don't know. Whatever it was, I felt bad. And all I have to say is that it was okay. Everything worked out. So
I think in your Catholic guilt, you should have just bought his groceries. I feel bad.
I would have probably done exactly that. The wife didn't come over, and she I don't know why she just got. Why would she get upset? The poor guy, you know.
Yeah, he's got one eye. He's probably done this before, where he's mistaken. You know,
at least that's what he's telling people.
Well, yeah, right. I think he wasn't wearing a patch.
I think I heard her say, "What are you looking at?
That's terrible." But the wife could get away with making that joke.
Yeah, she could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Hey, 633, you know, we're going to go to...
Darren has just texted me.
What did he say?
So apparently he's listening.
Is it a relative?
No, he said, nice, make fun of disabled.
I know. So sorry. We do. We apologize. It's just...
Darren's not disabled because he can still drive.
He's driving with one eye?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you can. Can you drive with one eye?
Well, yeah, listen, you know, if I'm and you're on the road and you see a car swerving all over, then I'm probably Darren because he's only got one eye.
We're kidding. It's all in fun. 634. And we're going to go to Al, and I see your phone calls, 877-970-2999. Hold the calls, please, if you'd be so kind, because I want to just acknowledge this. Kevin Hart is a funny, he's a comedian, and he's very funny. And he could be very clean when he's clean, even on SNL, he's clean, hysterical. It's just hysterical. Big film star. They ask him to host the Oscars, right? So all of a sudden, I get up, I look at the news, Kevin Hart bowing out as host of next year's Oscars after criticism over previous remarks he made about gay people. The comedian announced his decision on Twitter last night, writing, "I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists." He apologized to the LGBTQ community. Oscars are February 24th. What did he say, Five Bros? What could he pop? Was it, and how many years ago was this?
The most offensive tweet was about 9 years ago. I don't want to read them on air.
You can't read them on air. But the fact of the matter is, I remember back in the day what Pryor did, what Eddie did. I mean, my goodness gracious! And they went on to host. And what people have said about Italian Americans and about Christians. I mean, can we lighten up? Was it that vile that he should have excused himself? Frankie?
No, I think this is absolutely insane. I mean, first of all, these were jokes. Okay,
wow,
it's not meant to be. You know, it's not as if he was saying, we need to make sure everybody that's gay is enrolled in a gay conversion therapy program forthwith, and let's have a voluntary check off on your IRS form in order to pay for it. It was not like he made a serious policy proposal or he went out and said, "I hate gay people." He made jokes, some version of saying, if I had a son, I would like him not to be gay. Okay, if I had a son, I wouldn't want him playing with dolls. I never really found Kevin Hart that funny, but I didn't find any of these jokes that funny. But this is insane that he's going to step down over this. This is absolutely insane. This is a textbook example of what's wrong with society.
Yep.
I mean, you have to think. You remember when the controversy over Brett Ratner making sexist or homophobic jokes. And then not only did he have to step aside as the producer of the Oscars, but the host that year, Eddie Murphy, had to step aside, and Billy Crystal swooped in last minute to host. I wonder if Billy Crystal's waiting by the phone this morning, waiting for his phone to ring. I'll do it. I already have something prepared just in case. Just in case.
It's ridiculous. They should let him host.
You are bad, Frank.
No, but seriously, they should let Kevin Hart host.
As soon as I heard this story last night, I said the happiest guy in the world has got to be Billy Crystal. He's standing by watching his phone, waiting for it to ring.
No, you know what they should do? They should double down. They should call Dave Chappelle.
My Lord.
And have Chappelle host.
We're politically correct, gone amok. And here, Janet from Twitter, and we'll move on, said, "Thank you for being real every morning to Joe Piscopo, at Jersey Joe Piscopo on Twitter. I remember the first time political correctness infuriated me, and now it's becoming ridiculous. Now, baby, it's cold outside. Lunacy." And Janet, you're right. It's getting totally out of control. And this kid would have actually made the Oscars, in my opinion. Kevin Hart, funny and upbeat. And now who are they going to hire? Who could they possibly hire? And who are you not going to offend? Everybody's offended. Hold the calls if you'd be so kind to do that. 877-970-2999. Because we have time to go to those calls in our little intimate hour here as we gather around our virtual kitchen table. Love having you. And we apologize if we offended you. But it's just, I can't worry about the political correctness anymore. I'm going to say what I feel from my heart, and you don't like it, you have the ability to change the channel, right? Or just switch it over, punch something else up on your iPhone. Dr. Nina Radcliffe.
By the way, I want to point out, this is an organization that had no problem giving Roman Polanski an Oscar 15 years ago.
Right.
Okay, rapist. Okay, so they're actually going to honor a child rapist, by the way, while saying a guy that tweeted a joke that may have been in poor taste can't even introduce a stupid satire mocking all the songs.
They honored the guy. It's crazy. They honored the guy, and yet he can't come into this country to even accept the award because he'll be arrested. Like that's
can't make it up. 877-970-2999. Jeffrey Lyons will address this with Jeffrey. Tommy Lahren's on the show. We're excited to have Tommy on the show. Fox News contributor, host of Fox Nation, which is just really just took off in a very, very big way. Fox Nation. Mike Gallagher, Doug Weed, and Mary Papayo. And you at 877-970-2999. You know, we ain't changing. We are who we are. And the one thing we are that we're most proud of is being Americans, of being citizens of the United States of America on this December 7th, as we remember Pearl Harbor. Al Vitullo standing by on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
36 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The Homedale Township School District says today is expected to be a regular school day, regardless of any threats that may have been posted online. Homedale police are sharing a note from School Superintendent Dr. Robert McGarry, who says that despite an undescribed image that has been circulating via social media and text, there is no threat to the security of students and school staffers. Neither the police nor Dr. McGarry have explained what sort of threat was made or who made it. Today marks the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii on December 7th, 1941. The Pearl Harbor Naval Base was devastated by a surprise blitz of Japanese warplanes when it was over. More than 2,300 Americans were dead, another 1,100 were wounded, and five battleships, including the USS Arizona, were sunk or severely damaged. More than 180 aircraft were also destroyed, and the attack dealt a crippling blow to the U.S. Pacific Fleet and drew the United States into World War II. It stood as the deadliest attack on an American property until the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. In sports, the Knicks were outscored in all four quarters in a 128-100 loss to the Celtics. Devils doubled up the Kings 6-3. Thursday night football, it was the Titans over the Jaguars 30-9. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. The inbound side of the GWB, about 25. Lincoln, 20. Holland, that's up to 30 minutes. Garden State Parkway South at 145. Accident being cleared. We're still seeing some volume here on the New Jersey Turnpike. The truck lane south by 8A. Watch out for a collision. Two lanes remain blocked there. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down by the Prospect. A disabled truck was just cleared. And the Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia, an accident involving five cars. LIE west at Woodhaven Boulevard, a collision. And the Belt eastbound getting out towards Sunrise Highway, stop and go with a collision. Let's go to the Southern State Parkway west, right into Hempstead Avenue. An accident there as well. And the southbound thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Hutch south at East Sanford Boulevard, getting into Mount Vernon. Accident with a fuel spill as well. Checking in on the forecast, looks like we'll see some sunshine today with a high of 40, partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 37. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Make your Burlington store your one-stop holiday shop. Save on great gifts for everyone, like watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, sweaters, drones, toys. The brands you love, up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Four great gift-giving ideas. Why am I doing Don Pardo? Good morning, Joe of the Radio, 642. Yeah, if you want to get a great gift, you got to go to Parry and Sons of Franklin Lakes. Now, you hear me talking about Parry and Sons every morning. We love it because I've been out there, and you will love it, too. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. You could also start here at parryanddiamonds.com, P-A-R-I-A-N, parryanddiamonds.com. You're not going to believe the great jewelry that you see there. Watches, top designers like Charles Kripel and Bolari. And don't forget, Parry and Sons, they've been in Jersey 97 years. So they know about fine jewelry. They know about walking you through the four C's. When you want to buy a diamond this Christmas, this holiday, you want to get the diamond. I know you're thinking about it. Make a trip over to Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Go right there. Boom. Go over there. Walk in. You'll see Debbie Maria. You'll see Katie. You'll see Glenn Parian, this great family. Again, been there almost 100 years. And you go, not them. They've been, their father was actually there 97 years. But you say, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What diamonds can you show me? You're not going to believe what you could see at Parry and Sons. They'll walk you through the four C's like no other jeweler. And then this, you will not hear this anywhere else. You get that famous diamond buyback guarantee from Parry and Sons. Parry and Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or again at parryanddiamonds.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. With the very best gifts from the very best brands, Ace makes finding the perfect present easier than ever. Wow your family with new and innovative gifts from the Grommet. Or give Dad something he'll really love from his favorite brands like Craftsman, Weber, Traeger, and Yeti. Plus, make your holiday less hectic and save time by buying your gifts online and picking them up in store for free. So this holiday, take everything you love about Christmas and wrap it in red. Only at your neighborhood Ace.
Hi, I'm Steve Adubato. Every Sunday, Steve Adubato's Leadership Hour brings you valuable tips on how to become a better leader. I'll also interview leaders in government, business, and other arenas. So catch me, Steve Adubato, Sundays at 2 p.m. for the Leadership Hour, right here on AM 970.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 2:30 for the biggest game of the year as the Black Knights take on the Navy Midshipmen in Philadelphia on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 6:44. You want to get that MyPillow 4-pack? Are you ready? Are you ready? This is the gift. I'm talking to you, Paulie Pillow. Paulie Pillow, my cousin. He loves MyPillow. He gives MyPillows as a gift. This is a great gift. What could be better, I ask you, than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep? Night after night, year after year. It's the MyPillow 4-pack. And right now, Mr. Mike Lindell, who we love, dear friend, great patriot, makes it in America. I love that he makes all of his products in the United States of America. Mike is offering over 50% off on two premium MyPillows, along with two go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're extending the money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. You got to get a MyPillow. I sleep so well on the MyPillow mattress topper, but on the MyPillow, now you get Mike's 4-pack offer. 50% off of two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping on this offer, only money-back guarantee until March 1st. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970 for the spectacular deal for MyPillow. If you're driving, please remember this, MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1. The answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
That's Bing Crosby, Albert.
That's yes, the sir. Island greeting.
This is this guy's voice. Let that play for a second, if you would, Al. Thank you.
From the land where palm trees sway.
Man.
Here we know that Christmas.
You know, I was like, Mr. Sinatra's my guy, right? I make no apologies for that. To me, the greatest voice of all time. And all the opera voices, I just tune right into Francis Albert. But when you see Bing Crosby, he wrote the book. That guy probably had, objectively, the best voice out of all those of that generation. Hey, let me go to a couple calls. Big Julie called. I'd love if I could say on a radio show, Big Julie's on the phone. Big Julie, I love your name, and we love you for listening, all brother. Right. What's on your mind? What's on your mind, man?
Hey, listen, Joe, I got two things very important to tell you. Please don't hang up on me today.
My father was
a World War II veteran.
Yes,
he
sir.
Was a combat medic in the Fighting Medics, a group called the Fighting Medics in World War II. And these jobs were appointed to them. They weren't asked for. And one thing that the people back then did know is they all knew how to learn. That's how we won the war effort. They didn't have high education, but they knew how to learn. And are you still there, Joe?
Yeah, I got it. Your father was a medic in the war, Big Julie?
Yes, in World War II, he was a medic in a group called the Fighting Medics.
Yeah.
They were appointed those jobs without high education. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. And it was horror. And we can't imagine the horror that they went through, Julie. But go ahead. What else did you want to say, Julie?
Yeah, but anyway, I told you that. Rest his soul. This month, he would have been 99 years old on the 13th of December.
Oh, God bless
and,
Julie.
My uncles and everything were in the war. And one more thing I just got to tell you.
Yes, sir.
Because of the statue in Columbus Circle.
Yes, sir.
In Columbus Circle, they wanted to make it a landmark, I just heard you say.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for that. Because my grandfather's cousin from Messina in Sicily was the sculpturist of that statue. His name was Gaetano Russo.
Very nice.
He was in 1895. He was the one who sculpted that statue. His name was, if you look at the bottom of the statue, you'll see G. Russo at the bottom.
Yeah.
That was my grandfather's cousin.
Oh.
And I'll tell you one thing. Yeah. And my grandfather came here in 1907, and he was his cousin in Sicily was the ones who made that. And let me tell you, when they were ready to take that statue down, I was down there with a bag of rocks. I was ready for them.
Julie, thank you, brother. Thank you. Julie, thanks for remembering your heritage and remembering your father and your family, and thanks for that. Yeah, and by the way, right before they built the statue, and one of the reasons I think they built the statue, there were Italian-Americans, Sicilian-Americans, lynched down in New Orleans. They were accused of a crime that they didn't commit, and they did like seven that lynching, and it was a crowd lynching. You hear what I'm telling you? The word lynching. Don't tell me about privilege anything. And the Italians built that statue, and they did not take it down. And I think thanks to Angelo Vivolo, thanks to the Columbus Citizens Foundation, and all the Italian-American, it's the one time the Italians stuck together. I've never seen that before. And it is a beautiful statue, and is now a landmark in New York City on Columbus Circle. Hey, Tom, good morning in Staten Island. How you doing this morning, Tom? What is on your mind?
Good morning, Joe Piscolo. I'm sorry, and Frankie Five Burrows, who lives in the Forgotten Borough, and Al. I want to say, do you remember back in the day, and I know you will, when Sammy Davis Jr. was on the Johnny Carson show, and Johnny Carson was doing something, and he needed Sammy Davis to look at something. So he goes like this, do me a favor, Sammy, keep an eye on this for me. Sammy Davis Jr. took out his glass eye and put it on there.
Yeah.
You remember that?
You know what? I do. I remember that. Tom, thank you for calling. And I think the point Tom is making, you could joke about it. You don't have to be politically correct about it. Sammy had one eye. They always, always joked about that.
Darren is currently driving, and he said for other people to watch out for him.
And so we just, please, don't get offended. Don't get offended. Tom, thanks for the phone call. Piscopo in the morning, it's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Darren.
Poor Darren.
I think he can see pretty well from the one eye, obviously, if he's driving.
Well, I hope so. He hasn't hit anybody yet, so that's good.
God forbid, Al. He's not going to jinx him for crying out loud.
Well, he actually has two eyes, just one works and one doesn't. He's got one eye. No, but if you see Darren when he walks in, he has two eyes. I mean, he's not like,
arr, arr.
We're not saying he's walking around with an eye that's missing.
One eye that he can't see out.
Yeah, one eye.
Right, exactly.
It's in there, but it kind of, you know.
It doesn't work.
Right.
You guys, you're the worst. You're the worst. I remember my father's best friend, Mr. G, back in the day, had one eye. Never even thought about it. Did it. Oh, yeah. So,
What if he was Mr. E? Then you know.
We're not making fun. We're just doing an observance because, I mean, for me to have my shopping cart stolen, and then I hear it's one eye, and then I thought of Darren immediately.
See, we just think of Darren fondly all the time, especially when we hear about somebody with one eye.
and that song that he sings, My Eye Adores You, I Only Have Eye for You.
Oh, that's bad.
I think we better get to the traffic.
I think so.
I only have an eye for you.
Sing it,
all
Joe.
Right, get me out of here, Debbie, thing. Please. It's early. It's Friday, and it's going to only get worse from here, please.
All right, let me keep my eyes on the traffic for you, see what's happening here. The Hutch southbound at East Sanford Boulevard getting into Mount Vernon. That's an accident, Joe. And we're seeing some delays over on the Taconic southbound as you get down toward LaGrange. An accident in the right lane. Inbound side of the GWB 20, Lincoln 30, Holland 30. Traffic is moving slowly as you head over to the New Jersey Turnpike south by 8A. A collision blocking one lane. It's still kind of busy for you on the Bronx River Parkway south into 233rd. Accident. It's a gridlock alert day today, so you may want to use mass transit. Let's go to the Grand Central Parkway west at LaGuardia. A 5-car accident. And the LIE westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard. An accident there. Eastbound belt right by Sunrise Highway. An accident. D train. We're seeing some delays. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The answer. answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're tired of struggling with stubborn belly fat and unwanted weight, dieting and starving yourself, and if you're still unhappy when you look in the mirror, then Dr. Melinda Keller can help you. You can lose 20 to 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. I know from personal experience, it worked for me. I know it sounds too good to be true. It's not. It's time to look and feel your best. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. Or visit them at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now. So we'll just describe our new billboards to you. They're horizontal rectangles with a yellow background. The headline reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. And while that might sound like a lot of words for a billboard, they all fit perfectly. Overall, it's a pretty great advertisement.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Sunday afternoon, the Princeton Tigers head to Madison Square Garden to take on the St. John's Red Storm. Coverage begins with a pregame show at 12:40, tip-off at 1. Catch all the exciting action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Wicked the Musical has been on Broadway for 15 amazing years. I'm Valerie Smaldone, inviting you to join me on my Saturday morning radio show for a Bagels and Broadway special. For Good, celebrating 15 years of Wicked on Broadway, Saturday morning at 9.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Aside from a few flurries around, it'll be mostly sunny today, but it will be brisk and cold with a high of 38. Clear tonight, cold with a low of 20 in the suburbs to 26 in Midtown, and tomorrow is going to stay bright and sunny, but it's still going to be chilly. Less wind tomorrow, the high 36. Partly sunny and still cold Sunday with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Maggie Johnson, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Thank you, Maggie. 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55. Did you go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com yet? Oh, well, I'm going to tell you about michaelsofbrooklyn.com. On top of everything else that they do at Michaels of Brooklyn at Avenue R. Nostrand in the great borough of Brooklyn, New York, where you can get the meal of a lifetime with Fred and Johnny and Michael and Marianne. They have these one-of-a-kind gift boxes. They make wonderful presents for family, for friends, even corporate gifts as well. And nothing says you appreciate your employees, even your boss, like a Michael's of Brooklyn, a gift box. Everybody on your list can enjoy the pastas married with the same sauce they use right at the restaurant, made right there in Brooklyn, by the way. You know, the sauce is certified gluten-free, certified non-GMO. It's healthy. It's delicious. Michael's of Brooklyn, you've got to try it. Now, what I did, sometimes I would take these great gifts. I'd take them over I took a couple to Neil Cavuto on TV. We would take them around. They make the best impression. Michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Check out these, because you get, not only do you get the sauce, not only do you get the pasta, you can add a tray or two of delicious cookies. You'll have a holiday gift that is truly worth celebrating. Order yours today. Savor the taste of Italy. Head to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You can also call Fred over there, or Johnny, 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Francis Albert on the radio.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Is that offensive? You couldn't say that today, Frankie. Am I right or wrong? What is that?
Probably not.
Is that okay to say?
You have to say Yuletide happy.
Yuletide happy.
Doesn't work.
Or, hey, Episcopo in the morning, a lot to get into this morning. There's a lot of news breaking, and we'll tell you all about that. James Comey testifying down in Washington. What is this guy going to say? You know, I mean, what are we doing? Is it too little too late? We'll follow that for you. Dr. Nina Radcliffe will join us momentarily. She has strategies. Great doctor. Great gal. Longtime friend. She has strategies to beat holiday stress. I need that. I need that today. Jeffrey Lyons as well. Tommy Lauren and Mary Papaya with Mike Gallagher. Episcopo in the morning. And we are coming right back at you.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
36 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio trying to work with federal officials to improve NYCHA. De Blasio met with United States Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson on Thursday. The Post reports the mayor was pitching his plans for overhauling public housing in the city. De Blasio's office said the meeting with Carson was productive. Officials are working to identify the cause of a two-alarm fire in Orange, New Jersey. A blaze broke out in a Scotland Road home yesterday, reportedly sending two people to the hospital. The extent of their injuries has not been announced. The cause is under investigation. In sports, the Knicks crushed by the Celtics 128-100. The Devils beat the Kings 6-3. Thursday night football, it was the Titans crushing the Jaguars 30-9. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Catullo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.